Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
We have some major breaking news. Early this morning, Donald Trump sent out multiple Truth Social posts in which he blew up a potential trade deal with India for the weakest reasons possible. Over and over, Donald Trump has fallen flat on his face after promising 90 deals in 90 days. He was going to reshape the global order so America wasn't taken advantage of, which is a lie in the first place. So far, we've seen not 5 deals in 90 days, not even 5 deals in 200 days. We've seen no deals, no texts, and in fact, the new line from the administration, from Howard Lutnick or Nutlick or whatever you want to call him, they're now saying, we don't want speed, we want quality. Like, dude, what do you mean you don't want speed? Your entire goal was 90 deals in 90 days. This article reads, it sure looks like Trump just lost a major trade deal as Donald Trump is suddenly lashing out at India. And once again, the reasons for this lash out are very weak. He just detonated 6 months of quote-unquote work. Like, I don't want to imply that there was a strong framework of a deal in the first place, but any sort of framework there was is absolutely blown up. And we've seen this with country after country after country that the U.S. already has a decent relationship with. Like South Korea, for example. We had already negotiated a pretty good deal named Chorus with South Korea back in the Obama era. It was free trade. We're allies with South Korea, so we had a free trade deal with them. Donald Trump gets in, bullies South Korea, tries to renegotiate the deal, and in doing so, digs us into a deeper hole. He just did the same thing with India. Now, we didn't have quite the same trade deal with India. We had a better one with South Korea, but still, he detonated whatever we have and imposed a sweeping 25% tariff on all Indian exports, and then said there's a new penalty for buying Russian energy and weapons, which is sort of setting a secondary tariff on Russia in an attempt to put pressure on them. But I just want to say, it's weak. It's incredibly, incredibly weak. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like below and watch until the end for a surprise. This reads, the Trump administration just dashed any chance of a new trade deal with India, imposing a 25% tariff on the country Wednesday, along with a penalty for buying military equipment and energy from Russia. The world's most populous nation has held off on offering new concessions to the U.S., announcing on Tuesday that it was prepared to accept tariffs as high as 25% on its exports to American consumers. But with just 2 days on the clock to finalize a deal, it doesn't seem that Donald Trump has a firm handle on India's jaded approach to the negotiations. Quote, we have a massive trade deficit with India, he exclaimed on Truth Social Wednesday. In multiple posts, he then continued to just rage. The U.S. imports more goods and services from India than it sells. In 2024, the country's trade deficit with India was $45.7 billion, but that's not inherently a bad thing. It's like, yeah, I have a trade deficit with my local grocery store because they sell me more than I sell them. I don't sell them anything. I buy a lot of goods from them, so we inherently have a trade deficit. He then wrote in an earlier post, quote, remember, while India is our friend, we have, over the years, done relatively little business with them because their tariffs are far too high, among the highest in the world, and they have the most strenuous and obnoxious non-monetary trade barriers of any country, Trump wrote in an earlier post. Also, they have always bought a vast majority of their military equipment from Russia, and they are Russia's largest buyer of energy, along with China, at a time when everyone wants Russia to stop the killing in Ukraine. All things not good, he continued. I mean, this is just absolute unhinged nonsense. India will therefore be paying a tariff of 25%, plus a penalty for the above, starting on August 1st. Thank you for your attention to this matter, MAGA. Now, here's the deal. Historically, it takes officials 18 months to negotiate a new trade deal with another country. It boils down to exhaustive reviews of the country's prior trade, sorting through thousands of line items of products, analyzing the complex minutiae of local import and export laws. I mean, negotiating trade deals with another large country, that's never easy. That is never quick. The textbook timeline, like it said there, is about 18 months. And part of that is just trust building. You have to trust another nation if you want to trade with them long term. And Donald Trump is doing the opposite. He's like, how quickly can I erode the trust of other nations? Part of it is regulatory review, line-by-line compromise and negotiation. Like when we're doing a negotiation with a country like Finland or a country that we are allies with, we want it to be equitable, so we go back and forth. If you've ever been a part of a negotiation for a salary or whatever, you go back and forth a little bit. You're like, we want this, how about this line changes. You can't do that with 90 deals in 90 days. You can't have the trust building, the line-by-line compromise that I was just referring to when you're going through any negotiation. So a truly successful agreement requires some level of patience or a level of steady-handedness that you don't see in this administration. So Trump, once again, reaches for the only tool he seems to know, tariffs. I mean, this whole secondary tariff thing against Russia is also very weak. He's trying to go against India as a means of tightening the screws on Russia through secondary tariffs, but it's weak. How are you going to tariff every country on the planet except for North Korea and Russia, wait 6 months, and then do secondary tariffs when you could just go for Russia straight up? This dude threatened to bomb Moscow in an off-the-record phone call to donors, but when he actually gets into office, the best he can do are secondary tariffs against India. Dude, it's weak. It's terrible. It loses us any sort of credibility on the global stage when trade deals are actually about credibility. To build a solid long-term relationship, you need trust. Obama had trust with South Korea and other countries. Like I said, Trump is doing the reverse of that. But I'm going to leave it there. If you made it this far in the video, make sure you comment, hi, Adam. I do have a great announcement. If you live in Arizona, to anyone who lives in Arizona, I will be doing a live stream this weekend on Sunday with Representative Jasmine Crockett, Representative Ansari, and Senator Chris Murphy. The graphic is on the screen right here. The link will be in the description. If you don't live in Arizona, we'll be live streaming it. So make sure you have notifications on. We're going to post the live stream today so you can schedule it for alerts. Keep an eye out. If you're excited for Adam Mockler, Representative Crockett, Murphy, and Ansari, then let me know in the comment section below. I'll see you all in the next video. I love each and every single one of you, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.